Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the midday show. Hugh Douglas, Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. And it is a Fransky Friday.
Fransky Friday.
We talked to the voice of the Phil, Scott Fransky. Scott's call sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott Fransky, voice of the Phillies right here on the Phillies Radio Network and obviously Sports Radio 94 WIP. Scott joins us now. What's going on, Scott?
It's a Schwarber Friday. Come on, let's be honest.
Yes, it is. That was one hell of a night. Scott, I hate to be that guy, but why do we look so bad in New York, man?
Come on, Hugh. That's where we're going to start, Scott, after Kyle Schwarber's four home runs.
Scott, I'm sorry. But
you sound like a Philadelphian.
Scott, I don't. Scott.
Come on, man.
Scott, all I'm saying is I enjoyed last night. Hell of a bounce back. But we still got to see the Mets for four more. And then on top of that, the Mets lost the other night. And we still got to see them for four more. So I'm a little concerned about that.
Well, I mean, I can't answer why things are so different up there in New York for the Phillies. Because their record isn't anything like that when they play the Mets here in Philly.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's something the Phillies are doing or something the Mets are doing up there, whatever. I don't know. Maybe it's in everybody's heads. That can be both a negative and a positive. I mean, you know, the Phillies, I think, probably got to that stage there where they're just, they're waiting for that something to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then it does. And then you get that, oh, here we go.
I told you so. I told you so kind of feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, the same thing works the other way. And it's probably even more powerful the other way, right? You probably know this as an athlete, right? You see something break in your favor, right? Of a lucky bounce or a bunt that you're trying to sacrifice, and it has the unintended consequence of you get an infield hit, right? And then that confidence just grows, right? And you say, man, this is our break, and we're going to take advantage of this.
And you know, I'm sorry, Scott.
I just think maybe there's some of that going on.
You know what the biggest thing that annoyed me about all of that? It's not like they were playing great. And the over-celebration that the fans were doing and the way that they were fit. Like, that whole series just bothered me. The way that they were acting just
bothered me. That's because it's a rivalry. That's because it's a rivalry. That's what makes it so great, right?
Yeah, but it was them and the way that they handled it. I ain't like none of that. I ain't like that.
I mean, I don't think any of us like it. I'm sure the Phillies didn't like it either. But it was nice to see them bounce back last night. And Kyle Schwarber, obviously, as Scott said, a Schwarber Friday, as Kyle Schwarber hits four last night, four home runs. But Scott, from your perspective, I mean, what was it like calling a game like that and that Kyle Schwarber fourth home run and having a chance for a fifth one late?
It was great. It's astonishing to me how few times it's been done in one respect. I mean, 21 times in Major League history. That's amazing to think that we got to watch that last night. There's more perfect games in Major League history than there are four homer games. And there's just so much about it that, I mean, we root a lot for Kyle because we think Kyle's a good person and he's great with us and he's great with fans and he's great with his teammates. And so we root for him. And to see, I mean, he's had a great year, but to see an achievement like that, it was great. And just listening to him talk afterwards, the way he talked about it, humble, down to earth, real, just real about it. Everything about it was a lot of fun. It was really cool to be a part of it.
Yeah, and it was great to hear in the post game, Scott, in your interview with him and talk about it. And it was still bothering him that he couldn't get that fifth one off a position player. obviously, he's in the midst of an incredible year, Scott. And obviously, you've called some seasons here in Philadelphia where great individual seasons. Where does this Kyle Schwarber one kind of stack up at this point with the year he's having?
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, it's going to be, at the end of the day, up there with, the J-Roll in 07 or, Ryan Howard. I just think he, in much the same way J-Roll did as a player, J-Roll did things that made everybody else around him, I think, sort of... gave them confidence, gave them swagger, gave them a little bravado. And I firmly believe this, and I know you were in the booth with us last night, Tom, and you heard me talking about it on the air and off, but that home run that Schwarber hits in the first inning, that's a massive exhale for the club. I really firmly believe that. I think everybody, and again, I just have seen it too many times with Kyle that the Phillies need something. They need something. They need something to go right. And it's Kyle there to seemingly all the time, like, sort of send that signal. Hey, guys, it's going to be okay. Hey, guys, we're still a good team. Hey, guys, we got this. I feel like this year, without a doubt, as he has gone, the Phillies have gone.
Scott Fransky joining us now, play-by-play voice of the Phils. And Scott, as you said, last night Schwarber hits that homer, and then that leads to the five-run bottom of the first, and that was after Aaron Nola gave up three to start. And just you look at the kind of win that was last night for the Phils, and we mentioned the Mets series off the top, but how important of a game do you think that was for the Phillies to bounce back and get that kind of performance to kind of put that series in the rear view and look forward now?
Yeah, I mean, you can't do anything about the three you lost in New York. That's over with. It's over and done, and it happened, and Mets beat you. And we can analyze it, and we can talk about it, and we can wonder why it happened and all these other things. But as a baseball player and as an athlete, that part of it's over. So you move on to the next one. And if there's something you can learn that you didn't do well enough, that you can apply to the next day. And baseball is a great sport in that regard. You don't have to wait a week. You don't have to wait 4 days. You get to play the next game the next day, and you get to try to make some corrections and do things differently. And I do think that just having something positive happen for them last night, the four home runs was way over the top, but I just think having some positive energy, some good swings, feeling better, about the way things are going, I do think it was important to get something going in your direction. And all it is one game, and that's all it is. And they got to do it again tonight, and the day after that, and the day after that. But all you can control today is that one game, and obviously they did that.
Scott, it kind of feels like this team as a whole, they don't let a whole lot bother them when it comes to stuff like that, because you hear them after the game when they talk about, the sweep of the Mets and everything, to come back and have that. So a lot doesn't really bother them. Is that the case?
Yeah, they really are. They are really very much the same guys that we see day in and day out. And after games, they might be upset. They don't like it. They don't like losing. But the next day, they come in with the attitude that there's work to be done. There's things to do. And to prepare for 6:45 or 7:10 or whatever time the game starts, and they just do that, and they don't worry so much about yesterday, and they don't worry about tomorrow. They just they have a really good outlook to just worry about today's game.
Yeah, and Scott, just one more for you here, because obviously focus on Kyle Schwarber, but also Aaron Nola, big start last night, gave up the three early, bounced back after that. What'd you see from Aaron Nola last night in his outing?
Yeah, I thought his command was just off. I just didn't. I think he's still struggling to find it, to be honest with you. If I had, I mean, his command was so much better the last time around than it was last night. So I still think it's a little bit of a work in progress. I think it was big for him to recover after the first and give them six full innings. I actually think that was pretty important, given the way things are right now and being out. You know, obviously they had the big lead and they weren't in a leverage spot at the end, and they could use some of the guys in the bullpen that you know, aren't going to be needed in a one-run game right now. And you give the Durans and the Strom and Kirkring and all them a little bit more rest. So, yeah, I thought it was big that he ended up battling through six, but I think his command is not quite where he'd want it to be or where it needs to be really successful.
Scott Fransky, voice of the Phils. You hear him on the call with Kevin Stocker later tonight. Phillies and Braves, 6:45, right here on WIP. Scott, thanks as always, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good one, Scott. Yes.
Take it easy, Scott. Scott Fransky, the voice of the Phils, as Kyle Schwarber hits four last night. And you are bothered by that Mets series, man.
Well, it was, because it was real cocky energy from coming off of getting your butt kicked and then, you know, beating us and then going back out and getting your butt kicked, you know, next night. So, yeah, that was a little bothered.
I'm mad at myself because I did neglect, and I should have asked Scott, whether he thinks Kyle motivated Kyle Schwarber last night.
I was going to ask him, but I didn't want to. Well, like, Kyle's my teammate.
Doesn't need to be asked. Like, it's pretty clear that I motivated the whole team.
I was going to say
19 runs, guys.
I was going to say something to the effect that if Topper wants to put hands on Kyle, we probably wouldn't stop that.
You think
so? Like,
I
was like, I don't want to say that because Kyle's my teammate, and you know, I want Topper to whoop his ass.
Well,
you know what I mean?
This could create a very interesting, like, in-house WIP situation. Because, like, what if Kyle becomes, like, a focal point of this Phillies run? How much do you think that would
Kyle's
bother?
Kyle's trying to get a documentary out of this.
How much would
so
this?
So I was trying to help, but I was like, to invoke violence probably is not the right way.
No, how much? Me and Topper are cool. Clearly, Topper, like, Topper thought it was funny. I'm sure
Are you sure he thought it was
yes,
funny?
Yes, I'm sure. If you gave him truth serum, he would say, I appreciate what you did, motivating my squad.
Guys, this is all I'm saying. How much would it bother Jack if Kyle ends up becoming the focal point? Like, for you to supersede Jack in the Turner ovation, well, Kyle with the boo ends up becoming the motivating
factor? I already
saved
the season.
Wow.
But you know what I love about this is that he said it with so much conviction and with a straight face.
Kyle's not breaking at all.
I tried to be the voice of reason when they did the Turner ovation. That's not.
Well, I agreed with you on that. That was lame.
That's not what my city is known for.
No, that was
We
pathetic.
Needed to get our reputation back, our edge back.
Yeah.
And I think last night was a step in the right direction.
I love it. I love this take.
But nobody booed.
I applaud this take.
Well, actually, people were booing Nola in the first inning.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. You know, yeah, I wasn't there, but I heard about it.
Yeah, it was not a good good first inning for Nola. Did bounce back after that. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in. We'll get back to the phones. Get your calls in the next segment. Are you over the Mets series after last night? The Micah Parsons stuff as well. Plus, the dream might be officially dead on one thing when it comes to the Phillies pitching staff. We'll give our thoughts on that coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. Alongside Hugh Douglas is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.